podcast has changed my life.
That is lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
Yeah, so you voted for All Parcels songs.
I voted All Parcels, but the winner was the Wiggles.
The Wiggles. What do you think about that?
I don't know what to think.
I don't know what to think either.
I don't know whether it was... presumably it's a joke. Because I hadn't heard that cover, right? So it's a cover of a Tame Impala song.
Yeah. The but then they do a bit of their own song in the middle. Yeah. They do a bit of fruit salad in the middle.
They chuck in some fruit salad. And look, I listened to that track thinking, oh my God, maybe it's going to be kind of like a fantastic cover. Mm. Sometimes they for these like a version covers, they... I mean, now it's just fucking all they do. It's been happening for 10 years. Like 10 years ago... Like, buddy.
It's been happening for 10 years.
Ben Folds would do these acoustic covers of like hip hop songs, and there'd be like soft covers of hard rock songs and hard rock covers of like soft songs. Basically, completely shifting the genre in the cover, and everyone's meant to be like, oh my God, what a transformative fucking.
Yes, we're
sick of it. It's boring.
You don't like it.
Well, it's just a bit hacky now. I think sometimes if I want it to sound really cool in a different way, that's what a good cover should be. But the, oh, it's the Wiggles vibe, but. Tame Impala song. It's like, it's just happened a million times.
Well, now. I didn't understand the fuss because it's like they are musicians and they just played another song. Mm. Like, of course they can just play another. Like, is everyone surprised they know who Tame Impala is? Like, they're just, the only thing they listen to is other kids, like the Hooli Doolies.
Yeah. It's like the Wiggles in their spare time just listening to.
Who the competition is. Like, of course they would listen to Tame Impala.
Huge Teletubby heads. Like, when they're asked their influences, they're like, oh.
Teletubbies, Hooli Doolies.
Big Ted
what's
guy.
The guy.
I'm a big Ted guy.
Wash
big Ted.
Wash your teeth with orange juice. Who's that guy?
Oh, that guy, yeah.
And he plays music festivals now. This is the thing. That fucking guy, what's his name? I should Google it. And he has that rip wood chip. And he was big in like Australian school 30 years ago.
Man, I listened to him as a kid. I never knew his name though.
Now he will play like music festivals. I guess it's an ironic booking.
Well, it's the infantilization of our fucking society, dude. It's nostalgia. Everything is nostalgia now. Every fucking Marvel movie is like a hark back to another Marvel movie because they've got everyone when they were 12. Your brain is a sponge when you're 12 through 14. Whatever fucking junk they get into your head then becomes kind of a big part of your life because it's when you've had your first kiss or something. And then they just... hark nostalgia back to that until the fucking day you die.
That's the thing I love. That's what I love.
Exactly. Because I think like Spider-Man or something comes out and I'm like, oh, that's a hark back to like the Spider-Man I saw when I was like 15. But then there's been like 20 Spider-Man movies in between that. So they got everyone at the fucking right time. And so they've created kind of universal intergenerational nostalgia. It's the same with the Wiggles. Everyone had the Wiggles.
It's the same with Combank. They gave me a dollar to my account when I was in primary school. And that I see it and it feels like my youth.
It is
going
actually
into the combat.
What you get if you get longevity as an artist, as a bank, as a fucking musician, whatever. If you can last a few generations, well, then you're releasing new songs to get at the new kids, but then nostalgia to get at the old kids. Like, you're never done. There's always a loop.
Do you think it's just like a big prank or...
Presumably it's a bit of a joke. Vote. It's like they voted for Shake It Off by Taylor Swift a few years ago.
That's right.
As a joke. I think this is a bit of a joke. But then...
They should do another one next year and see how it goes.
What, the Wiggles?
Yeah, they should cover like, you know, Queens of the Stone Age or something. See how it goes. Well, imagine if it wins again and it just turns out the Wiggles are just the best musicians to ever live.
But it wasn't even a good song. Like, I thought it was going to be one of those covers where it is a bit interesting, and I'm sick of it now, as I said, but a bit interesting to hear a hard-ish song... be played in a kind of a soft way, a different genre.
It was similar to...
It was just the Wiggles.
But they put a bit of fruit salad in there.
That's what I mean. It was literally the Wiggles. It was like for children.
And they did fruit salad. I mean, I don't think it was that good, but it's like...
It was a joke.
It was literally a joke win.
Yeah, I think so.
If you were running the Hottest 100, would you have stepped in? Do you think it tarnishes the integrity of this music countdown competition?
I mean, look, this now I'm going to sound...
They say it's the biggest... what do they say? The biggest music democracy in the world.
Yeah, but...
Isn't Eurovision bigger? Surely.
Surely.
Eurovision is all of Europe and they all vote.
But I suppose they're all new songs and kind of not all songs are included. Triple J has always kind of defined their playlists in a semi-arbitrary way. They'll just... Because they exclude certain pop music, right? Like Pink... can't be in there.
I don't think she would ever get played, would she?
That's what I mean.
Mm.
It's like they. So if anyone voted for Pink, she's not on their playlist, which they choose.
Because this happened with the Taylor Swift thing.
Exactly.
They removed her, even though she came at like 11th or something.
Exactly, because it's not in the playlist. But the playlists have this expanded like the Chinese into... government. Well, kind of. I mean, there's a lot of similarities there.
Dude. Triple J. CCJ.
The only difference is the CCP don't disclose how many numbers are the hottest. You know, and they're more cagey with their numbers. They don't reveal that to outside sources, but they confirm that there are some songs that are hot at some time. This is now like a Clark and Door sketch.
It would be right for a Clark and Door. I mean, one of them died, I think. But
I mean, in a vibe, not for literally. Oh, for them okay. To you're do like, it.
Maybe I could get some writing work for those guys.
Can you give me a minute? I need to make some calls. But point is, I don't know. When I was like a teenager, all that pop music was kind of excluded. Now, like, number two is Justin Bieber, like, and fucking Billie Eilish is on there, like, so that it's become a bit more indistinguishable, like, your Nova playlist from your Triple J playlist. So I don't know whether I would have stepped in if I was...
If you were running Triple J.
I mean, you can't give the Wiggles, like, a version and then not allow them, because they did it in fucking studio. And you can't ban Funny. You know, you can't be like, no mucking around.
But did they should have been like, all right, you got us. It's a pretty good gag. Ha ha ha.
I think that's probably what they did.
I thought they were just like genuinely, they're the best. They won the music this year. They won it.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough acknowledgement on behalf of the Triple J organization that this was a fucking joke. Because I've seen actual artists and interviews like, oh, congratulations, the Wiggles. They're like, yeah, ha ha. It's like they're making fun of us a bit, I think.
Yeah, totally. The Wiggles need to come out and be like, this has really hurt our feelings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you win.
It'd be funny if Triple J came out and be like, so this was a disaster. Mm. This is not what we want to have. This is supposed to be very serious. We love the music.
Well, they're meant to be so serious about live music and Australian music and stuff.
They're so serious. Yeah, I always think...
It's actually a disgrace.
You know when you listen to any radio... Well, not the commercial radio stations, but if you listen to like ones that are serious about music, there is so much chat after they play a song. They're like, and they recorded this in a...
In Triple J.
Cabin in Croatia.
Yeah.
And, you know, the lead singer said he didn't think this would make the album, but, you know, it's become the single.
Exactly.
I'm like, who is that for?
Fans of the song.
Yeah, but I guess you got to be a big fan of the song.
No, I want to fucking picture those blokes up in the recording studio on the farm How many blokes
are up there?
Exactly. How many
are we talking?
And whose idea was it to have that bass guitar riff come in before the keys?
Dude, I think... Maybe it's another chance for Triple J to stay relevant because I feel like radio's dwindling. People are getting and consuming music in other ways. Maybe this is a news. It's a news story.
Yeah. Okay. So you think it's deliberate PR? I've got another theory that I think people our age, people in their 30s now, are explicitly told online. There's memes. Shut up. Triple J isn't for you. You fucking assholes.
Fucking dumb old prick.
You fucking pieces of shit.
Go to Double J. Go to ABC Local Radio.
It's not for you. Though all the hosts are 45. Everyone working at Triple J is an octogenarian. Yet this is a youth radio station. So how dare you have an opinion, you fucking hypocrite cunt. That's the discourse.
The hosts literally have grey hair. Some of them. That we know it. You're greying.
They're not young.
They own investment properties.
And that's fine. That's kind of who you need often to...
they've got to steer the ship.
They've got to steer the ship. And some of them are young, by the way, but just not...
Some of them are very young, but some are not.
So, some of them are not all so young. Point is, now, young people, if you're 19, how do you fucking feel? Now the music is younger even for you. It's for five-year-olds.
It's too young.
You know?
How young will it get?
The people our age, the presenters our age, are giving the 19-year-olds a taste of the medicine of how it feels to be a 32-year-old Triple J listener to the fucking 19-year-old because... Wiggles is for five-year-olds. So now we're making basically the teens feel old deliberately.
So the five-year-olds
that's my theory.
Are going to be on TikTok being like to the 18-year-olds being like, it's not for you, you fucking... And maybe it will just
Triple
become...
Triple J is for babies.
Babies. Okay. Little babies. We have play school and Triple J.
Tiny babies. Please don't have an opinion with your Justin Bieber. Who's that? I've never even heard of that. We're talking Wiggles, okay? We're talking food salad, Dally Dubbies. And what was the fucking guy's name?
Peter Coon. Don't forget the Hooly Doolies. Do you remember them?
The Hooly Doolies.
That's it. That's them. Yeah.
I think they've stopped performing like 20 years ago.
Oh, it'd burn you out, kids' entertainment.
God, it would be tough.
The kids just keep coming, you know, like they'd never be, you'd never grow with your audience. You could never push the boundaries with your next record.
It's so true.
You'd be like, I want to do something different. You're like, why? The kids are always four or five.
The children never grow. Every other band, they pretty much grow with their audience. No matter what that audience is. Sometimes they come in their mid-30s, like Augie March or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they were playing for ages and then most of their fans were probably 35 and then they grow with their audience.
Well, like the Rolling Stones is terrific. They just grew. They were started in their 20s and now they're all 70.
Even Bieber, like, you know, most of these.
And they pick up some younger ones on the way.
Oh, totally.
But the Hooly Doolies.
But the Hooly Doolies. It's they're not picking new ones up. 4-year-old. They probably even proposed doing something for like 8-year-olds about like multiplication.
Yeah, they're like, and they're what like, if we talk about you know, when you forget your lunch in year two?
No.
What about when you nap?
We're talking
preschool's no good.
Mush banana.
The we record label
sunshine rainbows.
The
exactly.
We've got you by the balls. Yeah, they would just be stuck with it forever. They'll be trapped. I guess that's why you'd give it away. But the Wiggles have stayed strong.
I mean, the Wiggles have employed younger people.
Which I like.
To step in and do their job for them.
I would love to do that. If I ever got to be like, who's like a real famous old comedian? Like, I guess, is there any? I was Carl about Barron? To say Cosby, but he's always a bad example. But you get to, Carl Barron would be a good one. And just like have a 20-year-old Carl Barron. A young guy, and you give him the jokes and be like, you're Carl Barron. You're a Carl Barron impersonator. You get to go out and you can do it for me.
Because comedians have an opener.
Yeah, but instead they open for the whole thing.
Well, exactly. Well, maybe start them off with five. So they open like normal.
Yeah.
So you have a show. You're Carl Barron. You have Sam Taughton.
Yeah.
Doing an opening 10. Then after you tour Australia once, okay, now it's an opening 20.
You've seen the show.
Sorry?
No, I think they've seen the show. They can take over.
Totally. I mean, I think you'd do it incrementally maybe.
Mm.
Half. You reckon just go full.
Or you'd be like, you'd be Carl Barron with your new show and opening the show would be young Carl Barron.
Doing the old gear.
And I think people would really get a kick out of that.
That would be actually awesome. What if it was your child, like your son?
Now that would be, that's like the LeBron playing with young exactly. LeBron. Like that would be unreal.
It's like a monarchy almost.
Yeah.
And you know where that
when
goes?
90, you get a grandkid.
Then after a while, fucking jobs, because I've already said this on this very podcast, that the Olympic athletes and a lot of athletes in the NBA, for example, they're creating a new fucking breed of human being.
Superhuman.
A lot of these sports players have parents that played that exact same sport. So they're almost like biologically a bit better than like the normal population. And if we run that out over like four or five more generations, there's going to be a fucking basketball playing race. Whether you want to call it a race or like a different type of
It would be cool person. If it was the NBA race.
Well, it's kind
on
of
a
is
form,
a bit of a
after ethnically on
all
NBA.
Races are is just like people evolving slowly in a bit of a different way to different climates and shit.
If you could put your race put them in as the a gym. Basketball, like as a sport.
Yeah, what race? What's your ethnicity?
Yeah,
B-ball, baby.
Yeah, NFL. I'd be like, oh god, that's a good one.
My race are being held down in PE and having my undies stretched over my face so I sniff my own balls. That's my race. My dad's dad did that. My dad's dad did that.
We don't like it, but it's all we know.
It's my fucking heritage.
He taught me. You grow up around that. You can't help it.
Do a 23andMe. It just says fucking cuck bastard. It's like, what happened to like a bit Swedish? You know, it's like we stopped doing that in 2027.
The NBA community are going setting up programs to go in and remove kids from the from the bullying families.
NBA aid.
Yeah.
They give one opportunity to one
to
cuck
a loser.
Bastard to just like go and watch. To merely be in the presence of some of these
and it's
basketball
like, obviously
kings.
You're not going to physically have the skills we have. But it might rub off on you. And if we can give you a better life,
exactly.
That's all we want.
That's when apartheid or something similar will be,
it'll be
appropriate.
At. Yeah. Like, oh, dude, speaking of this, I saw, not speaking of this, but I was at a cafe the other day and there was a robot serving me in the cafe. Like, it was a restaurant.
Just you?
Just, well, everyone really, but like I would get my food off it. And so we're just at robots now.
So it's buzzing around,
zipping
between
around.
The tables.
It obviously knows.
Doing what of the waiter functions?
Food.
Did it take your order?
It would take the order. There was a human there.
Yeah, okay.
And then it would put the into the thing.
Also, instead of writing it down a little pad, they
it would
punched
put
it into
screen.
The robot.
Ollie.
There was an iPad on the.
Yeah,
Ollie?
Ollie was his name.
Okay. All right.
And then Ollie would then go to the kitchen and bring the food back. And then he would also come and get your plate.
Oh, my God. But then so someone has to put the right – so There was only one robot?
One robot and then like 10 humans. Okay.
So they put like, yeah, they put a plate down on it and then they go, that's number 10. And then it takes it off to like table number 10.
Yeah, yeah.
And then no one's like kicking it?
No, everyone was like, can I say, like, had more respect for the robot than any staff member I've ever seen.
Wow.
Everyone was like, oh my God, thank you. Like,
so it's kind of so, like
we were talking to it like it was a dog. We were like, you were so smart.
Oh my God, you were talking so to smart. Did it have a little face?
Had a face, like a little kitten face.
This is like...
Man, it was awesome.
People talk about how the robots are going to take over and then we're going to have like war with the robots. But really... The robots are going to come and we're going to love the robots and, like, we're going to be the ones who are being mean to the other humans. You know what I mean?
Well, my take on it is, in the same way that we're kind of angry about boomers because they got, you know, cheap houses or whatever in the 70s and now they're all, you know, quite wealthy because we're going to get... I think the robots, seeing this, I'm like, well, the robots probably will take over. But or they'll be a big player and we'll have huge issues with the robots. There'll be probably a war with the robots. But our generation... Millennials and the Zoomers,
yeah,
we're going to be like, we've got 30 years of these robots just fucking doing everything for us.
Yeah.
We're going to get the best time to be with these robots till they like take over and we're in trouble. And then everyone will be like, you fucking millennials and Zoomers, you don't understand what we have to. We're living in a world where we fucking hate robots. You got them when they were your slaves.
Yeah, when they were nice. We took them as slaves. The robots were lovely.
They had little kitten faces.
And they did all the housework and stuff.
Yeah.
If robots get to a point where they take over, then absolutely, that's going to be way worse than home ownership.
Yeah, way worse.
I mean, climate change, another one where we could be looked down upon for ruining the world. Totally. I feel like I don't know how close we actually are. No offense to this robot that you met.
Ollie.
It's a glorified fucking floor vacuum. You know what I mean?
Or, I mean, you didn't meet the guy. Like, he was pretty good.
Nah. All it has to do, and it's not even making its own decisions. It's being input, like, table numbers.
Yeah,
and
but at one point, he delivered, like, my entree or someone else, and we picked it off. And then a human waiter ran after him and went, damn it, I was going to do that one.
Oh, man, that guy's like, fired tomorrow.
He has to be fired, right? Yeah. It's like the robot's taken his job straight up.
Well, then that's the other thing. I mean, that's the problem with automation. It's like happening with all these, apparently truck drivers are a good example of a workforce that like in America, it's a big issue. I think it's the biggest employer, like the biggest type of employment is truck driving in America.
Yeah, right.
And if there's self-driving trucks, which is apparently on the horizon, well then, you know, that puts however many people out of work. That's good if we can have robots in the house and robots kind of like generally doing more stuff to make the everyman's life easier. But if it just replaces fucking working class people and then makes the people who run the corporations make more money and then the normal person doesn't get any access to a robot, then that's just shit. That's
huge class issues.
Well, then our generation, won't even get the benefit of the robot like you're saying. No, that's my concern.
I think our generation will, because in the same way the uber rich, you know, house property and being rich was never a problem for them. It was the middle class that benefited from the cheap houses.
But then the question is how...
And I think we'll get it. I think the middle class will get it.
How far away are we from a relatively affordable robot that can fucking... like, really help you out.
Well,
like
I reckon you could have Ollie in your house Ollie, on like Christmas Day.
No offense to Ollie. I don't think Ollie's even close to something that can, like, really do... Like, what would you want a robot doing around your house?
Bringing me drinks.
Bringing you... See, it can't get the drinks. You need a waiter to get it out of the fridge.
No, I think you can just, like, get the...
No.
If you had someone in the kitchen, say you're in the kitchen.
You don't have someone in your kitchen.
Say we're both in the house, right? I'm in the kitchen. You're on the couch.
Yeah.
I've been doing everything all day. You're just... you're putting your feet up. You've been a nightmare to deal with. Anyway,
you can't just make me the asshole in this fucking hypothetical.
And you're like, get me another fucking beer. And I'm like, and I'm talking to Ollie. I'm like, this guy, he's terrible. Ollie's, you know, he agrees
you're
with me.
You're mates with him. You're down to earth. You're like the working class guy like with the robot.
Because that is the other thing, is that it will stretch political lines. Mm. Like the Liberal Party will, or the right will love to be like, fuck robots. Jobs for humans, you know, like...
The right will be happy to see the jobs go.
No, they'll put... Like, it'll be classic xenophobia. They'll run on it as a policy. No. The Greens will be like,
depends what face they put on it.
Yeah, okay.
they just need to put a white face on the robot, and then it's like, these robots are fantastic. If it changes colour a bit or something, looks like a Hello Kitty kind of cat, well, then,
Dude, that's crazy if, like, black robots still get destroyed at a higher rate than white. Like, police still take out black robots?
They probably would.
That's crazy.
Don't you think? Not by other robots, but like existing prejudices totally. Will definitely apply. But sorry, what was your point? You reckon the Greens are going to be pro?
The Greens will be robot pro rights. Robot rights. Yeah, oh. They'll be like, it'll be like the classic.
You're thinking of robots as like being human.
No, this Ollie guy was nice, man. Like,
he's
you
not
don't
a guy.
He bought me for. It actually is like I'm the dog. You know when you get a dog and they're like, if you feed the dog will love
you're
you.
You're so easily manipulated. They put a face on a tray and you're calling it a fucking name and like imagining
it
that it deserves.
Ollie on
yeah,
it.
I'm sure it fucking does. What did the menu say? Fucking 19.90 for a Patsy U. Like, it's all marketing. It's all just trying
marketing,
to sell.
Marketing, but I'm saying this is the start. This is the start.
Yeah, sure.
We're at the front. It will be there.
I'm saying it's the start too. I just think we're kind of further off. It's like what kind of robot could actually? You just described a robot. If in this hypothetical where we live together and I'm fucking an asshole.
Oh, anyway, so my point
it
is,
will bring.
Yeah. I'll put the drink on Ollie. He brings it to you.
Yeah, like 2 meters away. That's not the difficult thing.
Then
about
Ollie comes back and he'll be like, he didn't say thank you. Classic.
I think this guy's more suited to hotel style accommodation.
Well, what if he's checked into a hotel and there's a little robot there? You get a robot.
I think it's a fun little gimmick, but I don't think that if. Like, so think about your life and think about how robots could affect it positively. Yeah. I think self-driving car is a good example of one where it would be kind of cool, I suppose. You don't have to drive. Not even that good. And I don't think we're that far, to that being the case. I feel like we're kind of still far off self-driving cars. But, like, around the house, you know, in movies and stuff, you see the idea of, like, a robot that's, like, a humanoid, like, C-3PO or something, and they're just doing all the chores. But, like, you can't. They couldn't open a fridge. They're not even close now to, like, a robot being able to open a fridge, open a fucking can of lemonade, and then walk over and give it to you.
But we don't know that they...
You've got to get it out of the fridge and put it... And then the
that's
robot just
better.
Takes it 2 meters.
That's still better
shit.
Than me walking the 2 meters.
No, it's not. That's actually... It's not worth the fucking space it's taking up in the apartment, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. I don't want Ollie in my fucking
house.
But
in the restaurant, it was really good.
Restaurant, it's fine.
That's
but I'm saying
start,
it's not.
Though.
But I'm saying for it to benefit the working and the middle class, we need access to relatively budget robots, which make our lives better.
But we could be 10 years away from that.
Oof.
You know, we could be.
Maybe.
10 years from like a little household robot that does the heavy lifting for you.
Okay, heavy lift. Okay, so like what?
So like if you've got a lift.
Like go to the gym. With your Fitbit on. Fucking pumping on. Like
you
crazy.
Go to the gym to
all
sign
the girls
up
are like,
your
oh
robot.
My God, your Strava's nuts.
You're like, yeah.
I'm
like
the most
good.
Impressive.
Like,
guy
what
in the
happened?
World.
You're like, I bought Ollie.
I ran 19 marathons on the weekend. What did you get up to? I love Ollie so much.
No, I mean, if you've got like, like a heavy, you've got to lift a fridge.
Yeah.
You've got this robot that can do it for you.
Yeah. To like, okay.
We're also thinking of a robot looking like a human.
Well,
you know, they're not going to look like humans. They're going to be better. The humans aren't perfect.
Well, I think I was arguing about with. This was someone recently. You'll be not surprised to hear. I think you're right. The humanoid figure is not efficient for like a robot for many tasks, basically any task.
Yeah.
However, it's back to the marketing thing. Why did they put a face on that little tray?
It's a bit cute.
It's well, exactly. And so similarly, I feel like humans kind of gravitate towards a humanoid-esque robot, which is why they're being developed, I think. It's because we kind of like the idea of it. People certainly are going to want to have sex with them.
That would that's be. Gonna, I think that's already happening.
That's kind of
sex
coming.
Robots are kind of there. They were kind of real early,
but they're not great yet. You know?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, well,
I've seen a few videos.
Really? What do they have? What can you actually just?
Yeah, I don't think like the sex dolls exist, and they're getting better. I think, but like they're not moving, like standing up and doing. You know that like a robot would be making its own decisions sexually and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't think
there. They're sensing the mood.
There's VR with the sex and
being
stuff.
Like you're a dirty little girl, aren't you?
Well, yeah, you could
program. Dinner's done, now we can train. You know, like, they get it.
But then I reckon maybe that's where it would start. You get a robot that you will... Because sex is pretty easy. It just needs to lie down and go, ah! Oh.
Sex is not easy.
Well, depends how you're doing it. No, if you were programming a fucking sex robot, that's way easier than most stuff. You just need to lie it down and put its legs up and be like, oh my God, you're so sexy.
I would want them to say something. Yeah, maybe like that. You're so sexy.
And that's it.
And then you just have sex with it.
Yeah, and they touch you maybe a bit and then, like that's pretty easy to do. That's easier than lifting a piano or even moving around and navigating through doors.
That will obviously be there soon. I'm just saying in a decade. Who knows what's going to happen in a decade?
No one does. I'm a bit skeptical, I think. I think we might miss out. I think we might actually be in this fucked middle ground where we've got iPhones. iPhones are great. Thank you. Thank you, Steve Jobs.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for the iPhones.
Every before I make a call, I say thank you, Steve.
But I think that's because that's why I'm skeptical, because in our late teens, there was a relatively rapid increase in technology, which I got quite excited about, and I thought it was just going to keep coming. You but think it fucking plateaued.
Well, you think it's plateaued.
It has plateaued. In the last 5 years, dude, what are you done for lately?
Teslas now. Everyone's driving these electric cars.
Everyone's driving Teslas.
People just pay for things with their watch now. They used to tell the time.
Can we go to Teslas? One in a million people have them.
Hertz just bought 150,000 to use as hire cars.
What are they even good at? They've got a bit... They're electric.
They're electric. They're quicker and they're quicker? Way quicker because the car is so light.
What do you mean they're quicker? Because like they speed up quicker?
Well, it doesn't have to have a huge engine. Yeah, off the market, it'll beat any petrol car.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, take it all back.
Yeah, it doesn't have a gearbox, so you don't have to worry about...
Okay, but that's not fucking in yet. That's soon. You reckon Hertz has got them? But
well, like, Hertz just bought them. There's heaps of Teslas on the road.
Okay, but not that. But like, that's pretty new. I'm talking the last 5 years. So that's one. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
What else we got? We got fucking tap and go. Okay.
Tap and go.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's pretty crazy.
It's pretty good.
You just go tap. I don't even have credit cards anymore. I just use my phone.
You forgot about the go bit. Tap and go is pretty good. Tap, you just tap.
Tap, I stay there.
I don't care. Yeah.
I wait for them to say go. Tap. Yep. I'll be here for a while. To my next purchase. Thank you very much.
Scott doesn't know what it's called. Scott's clearly not doing his research.
Yeah, so we've got tap and go. We've got... okay, there's got... I mean, there'd be stuff that
gaming
I don't know
has
about.
Gotten a bit better.
Yeah, but also, what about, like, the rise of content consumption in the way we stream things now? It's like, over the last 5 years, it's like
that's
anything is available. Nothing is hosted by us anymore. It's also
I mean, that all
but
existed.
But maybe about, like, Redly, Red, like, the amount of use.
No,
that we
totally.
All have.
So that it got cheaper and more able to, like, yeah, more readily able to do, I think. Maybe, like, internet speeds have gotten faster so you can stream things more. More things are, like, stored on the cloud or whatever, but the idea of like cloud storage has existed for fucking 15 years. It's not like a new thing. I'm talking like fucking new things.
New things.
I thought there'd be fucking new things.
Like the equivalent of like a submarine. Because you know, like a submarine would have been the craziest thing when they first came up with that.
Submarine is a great example of just like a good invention.
Because
like,
even now,
what?
Even
it's
now,
underwater.
Dude, I was reading about, like a submarine attack or something the other day. And part of me was like, are you telling me they just go under the water? They've been around for 70 years. And I'm like, they're just under there and they're just killing, they're shooting. They stay under the water.
Whoever invented the submarine got to be one of the sneakiest guys.
Yeah. I mean, like, let's just to come up with it.
Just go under.
Because no one would even have that idea.
For years, they don't even know where we are.
We just go, they don't see us. And we attack them from under the water.
It's the equivalent of the creepy guy who does that at the beach and like, scares girls.
Yeah, goes up under them with a camera.
Exactly.
Because they got cameras.
Oh, let's call it a periscope. It's a bit more respectable than sneaky underwater camera. Sneaky up and down camera.
Have you watched this show Alone?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that makes you realize we got too much. We got heaps of tech. They're just out there in the wilderness.
I want more.
You want more?
I want more shit. I want robots. I want robots doing stuff.
I'll give you the address of this restaurant.
Nah, it's fucking gimmicks, man. They're trying to make us think that the robots are like coming along. Fucking Elon Musk is out and about doing interviews trying to make us think that we're like close to there being a Neuralink.
What about this? Metaverse.
They're fucking not even close. Metaverse, yeah. Second
crypto, that's
second
a big
life
thing.
Was like 20 years ago.
NFTs.
Crypto is a thing that has no use case. Crypto is a fucking gambling thing that's gone down $4,000 in the last week.
Fucking okay, come on.
It's
not
it's
here.
A great example.
You said you wouldn't do that on this platform.
It's a great example of something that has failed us.
No, but
we have any fucking
one
purpose.
Country's taken it as its currency. Wait till
what, El Salvador?
Ethereum's going to be the US tender. It'll be the backed by the banks.
Some Silicon Valley cunt went down to El Salvador, held a gun to the president's head and looked their 20-person population in the eye and said, "Make this the national currency. Or I'm going to kill you." And it's like, that's the big... like pro,
dude.
It's
but
not
if
even a
currency changes completely. If a world exists online,
yes,
that's pretty big.
Totally. So I agree in principle. First of all, Second Life was the same shit 20 years ago that there's the metaverse is right now, and like the graphics aren't even different. It's like a great example of something that's like not that
well,
good.
Maybe we're ready for it now.
But maybe we're ready for it now. And look, if that happens, then that's a great example of something that takes off. But it hasn't happened yet. And what have you done for me lately, you tech assholes?
They are just getting it used to be like the Industrial Revolution must have been so exciting because they're just like literally changing the way we can live. Our life expectancy is increasing.
You're there in the factory lifting stuff.
But now every these day, nerds are like, just getting rich instead.
Take a day off. We don't need you anymore. You would have been like, woo. Now you've got a fucking...
Being like, hey, I can get you from one side of the country to the other within the day. You'd be like, are you kidding me?
Automatic plough. I don't have to get out there and do it myself. I'm going to make so much more money. I'm going to have new fields.
Everyone's going to have food quicker. They're going to live longer. They're going to have more access to their family, to hospitals, to civilization.
Probably.
And it's like, what are they doing now?
It's actually really dire back there. I don't know what they did with like the workforce that lost their jobs in the Industrial Revolution, for example. I think there was actually quite a lot of upheaval.
New job. Well, someone had to, at least someone had to build, they had to build the stuff. You had to build the trains, you had to build the factory stuff, I guess.
True.
But now it's like, I guess if I'm using crypto or like, you know, NFTs or the meta, like this is just going to make the nerds richer.
Yeah,
exactly. With probably no development on the population.
It's not helping currently your average person in their day to day. And I think these, they're all kind of like, networks that are efficient and public and like cool ideas to solve a problem that isn't there yet, really. But like they may be incorporated into some new kind of games or a metaverse system or whatever. But like at the moment, or like, you know, smart contracts or whatever. But at the moment, yeah, what have they fucking done? Nothing.
It's what about the rise of
nerd
podcasting?
Gambling.
That's radio. Advancement.
It's fucking existed for 70 years.
No, no, no. Long form.
It's radio, but with a fucking, someone taped it. And yeah, now it's like sent through the internet. Fucking congratulations. Also, that happened in like 2006. That's when it started. So that actually came out in exactly the period that I'm talking about where a bunch of stuff was coming out and made me think that this was going to be the fucking theme.
And now you feel disappointed.
Very disappointed.
Well, can I just say, if you ever meet Ollie or this, if you could have a better attitude than this to it all, please.
Fucking,
you're just going to kick him over and be like, you fucking piece of shit, we want more.
Can I tell you, actually, I talked to a relatively crazy person. I went to a restaurant with my girlfriend up the road from where she lives, where someone who, I probably won't name the chain, but it was like a small restaurant, and the person who was the waiter but then was also apparently doing the cooking came out. We were the last people there, and she poured herself a wine and she started chatting to
us.
Yeah, and we were like, she was kind of not
sitting on the tour. You're on the tools back there, though?
Exactly. It's like, are we all? Is everything else sorted? Are you sure? She talked to at us for like 40 minutes.
40?
Yeah, I want to say. It's pretty fascinating. She was like a narcissist for sure, just going and going, telling us about her history. She used to run this kind of large franchise, but she lost it all. It all went bust because apparently the people that she appointed to manage the business were kind of corrupt and like fucked her over. But like from listening to her,
could have been
her fault.
It could have been like, anything to do with her. Maybe exactly. She was drinking on the job.
Who? Yeah, probably. Exactly. When she had 9 other responsibilities to attend to. But her big idea for her current business, and she was saying this with a straight face, was robots to deliver, or like remote control robot little cars that deliver the food to people. And
I think it's good.
So I said, okay, that sounds cool, because I didn't want to argue. I was being very supportive in this conversation. But I just posed the question, what are you going to do like if someone stops it on its journey? First of all, she won't have the permits for these things to be on the roads and stuff. That's going to kill people and trip people over and stuff. Like, that's crazy. But I'm like, why couldn't someone just kick it over? And she's like, I'm like, will you have locks on like the Esky things that are keeping the...
You went into a lot of detail on it.
Well, yeah. I'm like, how will that work? And she's like, no, I've looked into the locks. They're too expensive.
What? Right. She looked into the locks?
Well, you presumably need to lock it. So someone can't just steal the food when it's on its way.
In my head, she is just a person being like, I've got this idea. No. I didn't know she's like trying to get a painting out or something.
Oh, she said she's working with a university to get this developed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm asking specific questions about how the technology is going to work. And I'm like, yeah, what locking? She's like, lock's too expensive. We've looked into locking. Can't lock. Instead, there's going to be a loudspeaker system where there's an audio output on each remote control car. There'll be someone back at the restaurant transmitting their voice, saying, please don't kick me over. Please don't steal from me. Please don't stop. I'm like,
I've got a beautiful meal in the back. Please do not stop me and steal it.
Leave me alone. This is a fantastic Padkey Mao that absolutely must get to 100 Johnson Street, Annandale, this very minute. Please move out of the way. I repeat.
Wow. And did you highlight the ridiculousness of that to her?
No,
you can't do it.
Then I was done. with my questioning. That's, I was like, yeah, very interesting solution to the problem.
That very much reminds me of when do you remember when they had the O-bikes in Melbourne? I think they were caught and everyone just threw them in the river. Like straight away they were just like, what the fuck are these bikes that no one apparently owns?
Yeah.
Throw them in the river. And the government were like, you guys are going to stop throwing these bikes. Mm. And whatever, they just threw them in the river even more. Every bike ended up in the river. They spent millions getting them out of the river.
I love that stuff because it's like you'd see so many meetings where they're kind of trying to use like data, economic data they have to like guess what the behavior of the community is going to be when there's these new products. And then like within week one, they're back in a meeting being like, okay, so the data we had showed that the adoption rate might be like between 10 to 15%. Turns out fucking 80% of the product are in a river.
Yeah,
in
a river. Total destruction
of the community. Think it's very funny to just get every bike they say and just fucking chuck it into the sewage drains. It's like, yeah, that wasn't on any of our models.
Oh man, that's so great. Should we wrap up?
Never underestimate the stupidity and the will to create chaos of the Australian public.
You think that's what's got to be at the forefront of any inventor or anyone taking a product to the...
If you introduce any sort of technology which gives the everyman any sort of power over it, and you make an assumption that we're not going to fucking pick it up, put it on its back, fucking chuck it into the sewer, you're a goddamn moron, and you've underestimated us. We will destroy your tech product for hilarity. We will vote the Wiggles, number one. Yeah. I wanted to read you a few reviews
I've got on Airbnb.
I assume I haven't talked about these on the podcast. Basically, I stayed in a granny flat of someone up on the Northern Beaches with my girlfriend near like a beach just for... I think maybe even one night, but maybe two nights.
Underneath a house?
No, like out the back in their yard.
Beautiful.
It was very, very close to the house.
Did you see the house people?
It was like 2 meters away.
Oh, I hate that.
It was also very unclear that was the case in the listing. Like kind of, you know,
they are
very
secret,
correct secret angles for them. Very misleading angles. So you couldn't see just how close it was. So basically, if they came out on their deck, they could just see
They're chatting to you?
So when we arrived, there was a bit of a chat, but not really. They just kind of showed us one woman showed us
the place.
The place, and then we kind of didn't see them. But we can see if we left, like, and then we'd leave past the house down the driveway.
Yeah.
We could see into their kitchen and, like, it's all very close.
Yeah.
But they've done it up kind of, to make money and rent it out on Airbnb. When I left, we just left. We didn't say, like, what do? You just, as you say, you just leave. Just
walk out, yeah.
This is the review. Tom was a nice guy and on the whole, he observed the house rules. He did leave after the checkout time.
Really?
Which, you know, 15 minutes or something, like, come on.
Oh, my God. It's fake. Yeah, what are they going to do? What?
You're right there.
You're at home.
Well, your travel costs are done. You know, usually there'd be like a 15-minute travelling over.
What do they care about the checkout time?
And left a sink full of dirty dishes.
Interesting.
That may be why he didn't say goodbye.
Oh! Why you didn't say goodbye?
Oh, maybe.
Dude, this
but
is...
But, like, what do you mean? Don't demand. Like, that's emotional labor. You can't demand that I come and say goodbye.
Shake
like,
my hand. Tell me you love the place. He said he didn't say anything at all. We spent ages renovating this place.
As we don't charge any cleaning fee, we expect at a minimum guests to wash their dishes and take out their rubbish. Perhaps Tom is more suited to hotel-style accommodation.
No, are you kidding?
It's the most
classic. Tom is more suited to hotel.
And it was like $200 a night or something. Fuck. It was like cost hotel accommodation. They made it look like it wasn't just a granny flat. They're getting all their money.
What are they? They want a foot and butt. They want someone to stay with them. Is that what they want?
They want the cake and they want to eat it too.
Well, this is the thing that's annoyed me about Airbnb for years. It's this cleaning fee that they built in to all their costs.
Yes.
So they specified that you're paying for the cleaner, yet they demand it to be clean. It's like, are you kidding? What are you double dipping for?
Bins out. It's like, come on. The plates, by the way, because I don't remember now, but I remember thinking this at the time in reaction. So it must be true. It was, like two cups and two plates or something. We didn't eat there, like in the sink, not, you know, not washed up, but like not dirty or grotty or like kind of food building up for 2 days on it or whatever. It's like,
this is why, because they're charging you a cleaning fee, but they're not getting a cleaner in.
Yeah.
They're just doing it themselves.
Well, they say they don't charge a cleaning fee, but is there one built in automatically?
Majority of the time, there's a built in cleaning
fee. Maybe they've made an exception in this case and they took that away and they.
Well, I assume you can not put it in, but like. Man, that's so... You probably are, as a man, though.
More suited to hotel.
Like, just knowing you, I think you're more suited. You want room service. Look, you just want to chill like to all hours of the night.
Totally. And look, I think it's correct. I should have left at the checkout time.
You didn't have to say goodbye.
But demanding saying goodbye, it's like, what? You want me to come and bend the knee? You want me to come and like get on hands and knees and say, thank you so much. Owning the place.
Well done. Beautiful. On your life. But maybe like, they are very proud of the place.
They probably are, and they spent probably like, yeah, 20K.
You're not going to be friends with
doing
them.
It up, but it's an investment. You want money. Don't act like it's anything other than a money thing.
Yeah, it's not like they let you come and stay randomly. Exactly. There's a website where they're like, hey, we're out of the goodness of our heart, you can come and stay in my house for free.
And you know what they're doing? They're conflating what their real reasons and what they tell their fucking friends.
Yeah.
They tell their friends, oh, it's a great way to meet new people. It's great, like, way to build kind of community. It's great for the area. We're showing new people the Newport area, wherever it was. But that's not what fucking why.
Newport famously needs more people.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking so you can make more cash. And it probably builds the value of your property more generally if you were ever to sell it. It's a fucking money grab. Good on you, but don't, like, when it's a customer relationship, you can't demand in a review that I didn't say salutations.
Did I tell you about the time in Adelaide, Valvo and I were staying in an Airbnb, and of course, same situation. It was like a whole house, but of course, it was a terrace that had been split with the couple that owned the place. Oh. And they kept coming. They came.
That's a nightmare. Did they disclose that in the thing?
No, of course not. But they kept popping around because the old man.
Popping around?
He was. I mean, it wasn't that bad. He had like a gin distillery at the back and he kept popping around being like, you boys fancy a gin? And okay. It was kind of being like, yeah, I mean, yeah,
okay, that's not too bad.
But then he did come. They both came to like both our solo shows and then this late night show and sat in the front. And we're like heckling, being like, you better clean the house.
Oh, I'd love that.
But that's what these people want. Like, yeah. They want to be included. And we did say goodbye to them, actually.
Totally.
To yeah.
Yeah, but that's because they'd earned a nice relationship with you by giving you gifts and, like, coming to your shows. And, like, a natural thing had emerged there.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, required of you. It was just, like,
you
nice.
You can't force friendship.
You can't. Exactly. They're trying. They're lording fucking money over you. And then making you be nice to them like you work for them. Like, you kind of, if you work in an office, for example, it's not on the contract, but you've got to be a bit nice to your boss.
You do have to be nice to everyone. You've got to
kind of pretend to be friends, particularly with the people above you, because there's a hierarchy. And if you're not an idiot, you're going to be like, laugh at their jokes.
But what about.
Great one, Damien. And these fucking Airbnb people, they're coming out telling jokes and expecting that. It's no, I've paid. I paid the money. There was no laughing
fee. Why don't they build. Because I reckon there's a lot of people in this situation that Airbnb, like a section of their house or whatever. They're doing it for the money, but maybe part of it is they do want people around. They like it's maybe exciting people. What if they do something where they build in or they take a cost off and you have to interact or you have to promise to say goodbye or you have to promise to have breakfast with them?
Okay. So then for that to work, basically you as the person who's visiting would have to specify your fee for a breakfast.
Oh, that's good.
Or for a giggle.
That's good. You can charge for your breakfast.
Yeah, because not all breakfasts are created equal.
No,
you know?
I mean,
so everyone's got their rate. So yeah, maybe I'd do that and set an appropriate rate for having breakfast. Maybe $30 for me.
That covers breakfast. That covers another breakfast.
Oh, free breakfast as well. Exactly.
Oh yeah, it's free breakfast. Yeah. Then you get another breakfast down the line.
That's it. Exactly. I feel like that's an appropriate amount. And then maybe per laugh, either you could pay up front, and then it's just on the guest to notice how many fake giggles they've done. Or it's just, you just play it how it goes. Every time they make a joke, you giggle, but you're keeping tabs, and at the end you kind of give them the bill. It's like, you know what this is sounding like?
There were 18
like?
Laughs there.
This is so exactly.
At $4 a laugh, if you could pay up.
It was like, no, that second last one, I thought that was naturalistic. He's
none
like,
of them were natural.
None of them were natural.
You're
sorry.
Not funny, Gary.
I'm good. What can I say?
Like, I've done this before. I'm a professional communicator. You need people like me to make you feel good.
I made the laugh sound very realistic, but mate, I didn't mean a fucking skerrick of it.
I think you're.
It's
what
a lot
if
like
you had
sex
left?
Work. It's sounding a lot like sex work.
Well, I mean, you could fuck them as well if they wanted to put that in.
My
as
fee
well.
For that? Complimentary.
That's free, of course, yeah. You just give me 5 cents.
So you pay for the breakfast. I'll take care of the blowjobs, buddy.
Well, maybe he felt used. Or was it a lady that.
It was a woman.
Yeah, maybe she felt used. Maybe they felt used that it's like in the same way people do feel used. Maybe they can't. They can't distinguish someone coming to their house. For a, like,
sleeping in the garage
as opposed
that they made look like it was on a completely different property. Didn't even say it was a granny flat.
Well, maybe they can't distinguish someone coming into the house for any other reason except out of the goodness of their house heart and them entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying they have an intellectual disability?
Potentially.
Because if they can't distinguish that from a commercial relationship, based on something that they've made a extravagant profile on an e-commerce website.
Yes.
And had to
input their details. One of the most popular websites in the world. Yeah. Everyone knows what it's about. Exactly. What if you had left at 7 a.m.? Would they have been upset? Would they have been like, Tom left 3 hours before the check-in time, which was offensive to us. Obviously, you didn't like the place and didn't say goodbye either.
I think this is maybe a bit of a relevant information. So we did leave about like 15 minutes after the time. I think you could describe the way we left as sneaking. Because we have to walk down the driveway past their house.
What did you put, like a bed sheet over you guys?
I think we were whispering.
Oh, and you being grabbed like trees? So you were walking behind the trees?
We were seeing whether they were there because we didn't know whether we were going to get in trouble.
Well, what for the? What did you get? Oh, for leaving
we
late. Left,
yeah, we were a bit late.
15 minutes late, though.
But, well, I mean, I know, but like, yeah, we were just kind of checking and kind of, you know, deliberately not speaking loudly and stuff.
Yeah.
Also, it's awkward. It's like, I don't know, we'd have had a few wines the night before. It's like, I don't want to chat, not do a big chat about the area. I just want to leave, get in my car.
Yeah.
But anyway, totally. I reckon it's possible they heard us whispering like,
are they in there, do you think?
In which case, you would be a bit like, fuck off.
Like, fuck these guys.
Exactly.
A podcast has changed my life.
That is lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.